Tens of thousands of anti-war protesters marched peacefully in New York City today to mark the first anniversary of the U.S.-led war in Iraq. Demonstrators also took to the streets in several cities in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. Protesters marching in Manhattan called on the United States to withdraw its troops from Iraq. Many demonstrators held signs and chanted slogans opposing the Bush administration's policy.
Hey, hey, ho, ho, George Bush has got to go, hey, hey.
The demonstration in New York was smaller than one held last year, which drew an estimated 100,000 people and led to clashes with police. The protesters ranged from student activists to members of the 1960s anti-war movement, but they have the same message.
I think we're all saying it together. We've had it with Bush. We don't want war. We want to bring our boys home in a mannerly fashion.
We were at protests over a year ago, back in January and February, and we wanted to come out to show that we are still against the war.
The protests in New York and around the world were called to coincide with the anniversary of the start of the war in Iraq. In marking the anniversary, President Bush said the U.S.-led war was good for the Iraqi people, good for America, and good for the world. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg and Police Commissioner Ray Kelly monitored the march from the sidelines as protesters called on them to join the rally.
March with us!
Join us, Mike! Come on, Mike!
Police in riot gear and bright blue jackets lined the tightly barricaded march route. Law enforcement authorities were also stationed on nearby rooftops. The demonstration was organized by two groups, United for Peace and Justice and the International Answer Coalition. Speakers from dozens of organizations addressed the crowd, discussing a wide range of social issues. Demonstrations were also held in several other major U.S. cities, including Chicago and San Francisco. Tens of thousands of protesters also gathered in several cities across Europe. The largest protests there were in London and Rome. Anti-war rallies were also held throughout Asia, in Tokyo, Seoul, Bangkok, and Hong Kong. Demonstrators also took to the streets in Sydney in opposition to Australia's participation in the Iraq War. And in Cairo, along with several other Middle Eastern capitals, protesters spoke out against the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Jenny Falcon, VOA News, New York.